So Jennifer Lopez is on the rebound. Who is she on the rebound with? We'll find out right now from Life and Style Weekly and Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi. Recap of the week that was on Ralphie Tonight. So, of course, J-Lo and Casper are over. Who has J-Lo moved on to?
Well, it seems like she still has a thing for dancers because we are hearing that she's moving on with Maxim from Dancing with the Stars. We reported a few months ago that the two were getting very cozy at a club in L.A., and it seems like now, ever since the split from Casper, they have been upping the amount of texting. And sources are saying that they're actually ready to go public very soon because J-Lo doesn't wait around to have another man on her arm.
Apparently not. I guess she is just one of those people that cannot be single for any like extended length of time.
No, definitely not. She, as you can tell by the number of marriages she's had.
Yeah, right. But even just bouncing right away from Casper to Maxim now. Both dancers, as you mentioned, so I guess like that's her type.
Yeah, she definitely has a type for sure. And I guess dancing has to be a part of it.
Apparently. All right. Well, that rules me out. Life and Style Weekly recap of the week that was Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi. You know, the nannies that watch over the children of celebrities really have to be trusted, but some of them are now spilling the beans on what these celebrities are like behind closed doors to Life and Style Weekly, Jordy?
Yes. This is one of the best stories that I've read in the magazine in a very long time. There are so many juicy tidbits in here. Like, we were told that Christina Aguilera likes to walk around the house naked.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, that's definitely something. And of course, Britney Spears is a huge fan of junk food, but we didn't realize how much of a fan she was because she actually saves her half-eaten food and she keeps it under her bed.
That's kind of disgusting.
Yeah, kind of disgusting, but I could kind of see Britney doing that.
Oh, I could totally see Britney doing that as well, but it's like, I mean, I guess if you have a maid that you hire as well, which I'm sure she does, then it's all good. I would be worried about, like, bugs and stuff, you know?
I'm not one to keep junk food under my bed, so
yeah,
I guess
wrong. Yeah, it's not like I want to eat junk food from under my bed anyways, half-eaten food, but like still, like that would be a concern for me. Like I don't want like, you know, bed bugs or rats either.
No, definitely not. And also, we also heard that Beyonce has 6 nannies for Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy is like basically helping our economy recover if she's employing 6 different
yes.
people.
She is putting those nannies to work. You have more nannies than limbs of that baby.
That's so true. Wow, that's unbelievable. The lifestyles of the rich and famous. Unbelievable. Well, listen, a lot of the nannies spilling to Life and Style Weekly. You can read about that and much more in the latest edition of the magazine. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.